Now, the Word of God makes it very clear that in the Great Tribulation period, and this is at the end of it, there is to be an earthquake that probably will shake the entire world. And we gather that from verses 19 through 21, and I'll read them. And the great city became divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And Babylon the Great was remembered before God to give to her the cup of the wine of the indignation of his wrath. And every island fled away, and mountains were not found, and great hail, as it were, a talent weight, comes down out of heaven upon man. And men blaspheme God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof is exceeding great. Now, this concludes the Great Tribulation period, this great earthquake, and it divides the great city, which is Jerusalem, into three parts. And though the center of the earthquake is in Jerusalem, it apparently is not confined there, because the cities of the nations fell. That tells us something of the extent and vast destruction of the earthquake. And Babylon is mentioned specifically again. It was mentioned back in chapter 14, verse 8. And we take it up in the next two chapters, so I'll reserve our comment for those two. And every island fled away. And it reveals that even the islands are shifted from one place to another by the earthquakes. And then the final act of judgment is the hailstorm, and the size of the hailstones, a talent weight. Now, the Greek talent was 56 pounds. The Jewish talent was 114 pounds. Well, down in Texas, we used to have hailstones sometimes as big as baseballs. But this beats the Texas story altogether. But the very interesting thing is that we have that at the time of Joshua. You will recall that we're told in Joshua 10:11, it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Bethron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. But the Roman catapults threw stones this size into Jerusalem at the time that Titus came, and that's according to the historian Josephus. So that this is something that is miraculous, but it ends the great tribulation period. Now, we have given to us here in chapters 17 and 18 the two Babylons that are to be judged.